540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The Supreme Court has struck down a ban on a gun accessory, as CBS's Natalie Brand explains.
The U.S. Supreme Court put guns back in the political spotlight, striking down a ban on bump stocks. The Trump administration put the rule in place after America's deadliest modern mass shooting.
That was the 2017 Las Vegas concert massacre. CBS's Jim Krasula tells us a building with painful memories of gun violence is being demolished.
Dozens watched as a giant excavator with a huge claw ripped away at the top floor of the three-story building at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School.
17 people died there in 2017. The Justice Department will not prosecute Attorney General Merrick Garland for contempt of Congress. It's about the fight over audio tape of President Biden.
Because that executive privilege was exerted over those recordings, then there is no need to prosecute the Attorney General at this time.
That's CBS's Nicole Killian. CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
WAUK News is sponsored by Horizons Law Group, where they educate, collaborate, mediate, or litigate to serve you best. HorizonsLaw.com.
Media News, I'm Perry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The former commander of Volk Field is asking Governor Evers to investigate how Adjutant General David May handled her termination. Leslie Zisda Martin was cleared in four internal investigations into alleged misconduct. Current and former Guard members tell Wisconsin Watch that May and other leaders broke National Guard policies. Half of all Americans hold down working-class jobs, but that's only true for less than 2% of all state lawmakers across the country. Researcher Nicholas Carnes says middle-income earners are priced out of public service.
This is an unintended side effect of just how burdensome it is to run for office. And so we need to think about targeted interventions that will make running for office more accessible to working class people.
The study comes from Duke and Loyola Chicago universities. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Three Texas men are charged with trying to take off with an ATM this week in Brookfield. Police say the three were trying to use a tow strap and a pickup truck to wrap up the machine at the Landmark Credit Union early Wednesday. They were arrested after an officer witnessed the incident and gave chase. Two of the three are being held on substantial bond amounts. The third is in court today. Rules are changing at the fair. Brittany Merlot has more.
Starting next week, farmers and clubs showing cattle at state fairs will have to test their cows prior to the fair. Specifically, lactating dairy cows, since the virus can spread rapidly through unprocessed milk. This is they are trying to ensure that fairgrounds across the state won't be a breeding ground for the sickness. While the bird flu virus just makes cows sick, it can be deadly to poultry.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
It's the Brewers and the Reds. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers take on the Cincinnati Reds tonight at AmFam Field. Freddie Peralta on the mound for the Crew. Milwaukee in first place, 6.5 games ahead of St. Louis. High school baseball, the De Pere Redbirds defeated Sun Prairie East 5-1 to win their first ever Division I state championship held at Fox City Stadium near Appleton. Senior Landon Rago was the winning pitcher.
Oh, it's amazing. You know, it's a dream being able to play in this game. And for me, being able to pitch the whole game, it's amazing.
NFL, the Packers have signed their number one draft pick, Jordan Morgan.
Everybody's friendly. Everybody wants to help out. A lot of the veterans want to help out. They give you pointers. They talk to you about film and on-field stuff. And I feel like that's important for rookies as well.
That now means all 11 players from this year's draft class are under contract. Game four of the NBA Finals is tonight in Dallas. The Mavericks host the Celtics, who are up 3-0, and with a win could clinch their first NBA title since 2008 when Doc Rivers was the head coach. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WAUK weather is sponsored by Planet X in Brookfield, stocked with the freshest cigars at the best prices, 173rd and West Blue Mound Road.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly clear, a low in the mid-50s. Mostly sunny for tomorrow, a high in the low 70s. Tomorrow night, cloudy, then some storms possible early Sunday. Some sun for Sunday afternoon, heating up and more humid, high mid-80s. It's 71 right now.
Introducing Brookfield's newest cigar and vape shop, Planet X. They have endless options with their wide variety of products. Experience luxury in their expansive cigar room, stocked with only the freshest cigars. And the best part? Planet X offers the cheapest prices in Brookfield. Open to serve you Monday through Saturday, 8 a.m. until midnight, and Sundays from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Come in today for cigars, vapes, and much more at Planet X.
50% of marriages end in divorce. Many of you listening may need our services. I'm Michelle Fitzgerald, founder of Horizons Law Group in Brookfield. Every divorce is different, so we offer a range of options, including flat fee, limited scope, mediation, and traditional divorce services. Don't go it alone. Educate yourself. Call Horizons Law Group, 262-432-3600, or visit horizonslaw.com. Horizons Law Group, where we educate, collaborate, mediate, or litigate to serve you best.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time when we're back in the studios of Madison celebrating our Civic Media Scotty Summer Text to Win. Win! Join us. All that and more. Review of the weekend's news. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2. This is the Shaw WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, rolling into a Friday 5 o'clock happy hour. And Dom, the great part about having a midweek birthday, yeah, I'm claiming both this weekend and next weekend as my birthday weekend.
Oh, man, it doesn't even matter. It's June. It's our birthday month. Every day is a birthday celebration.
You are very true on that. I'm celebrating each and every day. But, you know, I went walking in the back here. They got no booze in this joint. It's not like the old days. If I run a radio station, there's booze in every cupboard. There's beer in every fridge. You know, when the happy hour comes around, you can get happy.
Check my desk drawer over there. I bet there's some tequila or something Nauticon brought back from his trips for me. So, take a look.
We'll see what's happening during the next commercial breakdown. But for those playing the, what's it called? The Scotty Summer, whatever. Your word of the hour is lake. Crudy can't get drunk because he's got to drive to the lake. L-A-K-E. Do what you got to do.
Kerry Lake took a picture in front of a Confederate flag last week.
Martin took a picture, Dom. She gave a speech. It's one thing to, you know, get caught, you know, someone picking the right angle. I didn't even know there's a Confederate flag here. It's another to give a speech in front of that same said Confederate flag. Because
she saw it, right? You can't not see it. So down for the
conspiracy? I'm just saying.
Unclearly. When you fly, I'm just, for the rednecks out there, would you let me know, 844-967-2789, when you fly the Confederate flag, like what is your point? What are you trying to say? I'm just curious. Please
states'
help me
rights?
Out. States' it, rights to it, enslave it, human beings, specifically black people?
Well, not states' rights to prosecute a former president. Not those sort of states' rights.
Oh no, we gotta change the law regarding those states' rights. If you're Mega Mike Johnson trying to get legislation, you know, get some signatures, get this thing passed. So what, the ex-president can get his cases thrown into the federal court where he can then pardon himself. States' rights, is that it? That's just it.
Dom, I told you I went down to the Trumplandia when Trump came to Waukesha, it wasn't so long ago, April. And the first flag I saw when I drove onto the Waukesha Expo ground property, a Confederate flag combined with a Gadsden flag, which I strongly suspect is Karen Alito's tramp stamp. But anyways, that was the first flag I saw when I drove onto the property, Dom.
Oh, but was that a vendor, or was that like an individual's flag?
That was a vendor flag. You could buy that flag. You could
buy that flag.
They had several themed flags of that sort. You know, everything for that to Trump or Die 2024, right?
Yeah, Trump or Die, baby. Trump or Death.
But my point is, this is part of their marketing campaign. They follow every Trump rally. Well, they deadhead around the country.
They didn't think they wouldn't buy the inventory if they didn't think they could sell it.
They are selling them. They exist. In fact, I plan on driving up to CD number 6. It's beautiful up there at the lake, L-A-K-E. And that's where I like to spend Wisconsin my weekends. Word. Well, that's how I spend my Wisconsin summers, Dom, at the lake. And my little lake, my little corner of the world, happens to be in CD number 6. And that's Glenn Grothman territory. And, Dom, I got to tell you, I earlier today was calling this a GOP Freak Show Friday edition. But he is certainly one of the freaks in the show, if you know what I'm saying. Glenn Grothman, he's soon to be, if I spend more than 183 days a year, does that mean I live in the 6th CD and he becomes my congressman?
I believe that would be the case, Michael. And how could you possibly allow that to continue?
844-967-2789. Dom, what was the story of Glenn you wanted to tell the audience? Because we used to have Glenn on the big program every now and again.
We
did.
We have some sound. We'll go back in the time machine and perhaps play some of that, Rich. We appreciate your work, my friend.
Well, there's short one, and this being Pride Month, Rich, just remind the people not from the great state of Wisconsin that perhaps don't know Congressman Glenn Grothman or Grothman, depending on, you know, whether or not the ex-president's describing him. But this is Glenn.
Homosexuality is not something that we should be supporting.
That's Glenn. Confirmed bachelor, Glenn Grothman.
Confirmed bachelor. And really, really loves the families. Trudy, it was, you know, yesterday I woke up.
The traditional family.
Yes, the traditional family.
Not like same-sex marriage. Not like shacking up.
He doesn't. No. And he has encouraged the females, you know, at the line at the Planned Parenthood. He's told us that before.
Well, he likes to encourage the women.
Yes, encourage the women. Glenn Grothman. He's a hell of a guy. We're going to give you some more, Glenn. But yesterday, Crudy woke up and, kind of days just fly by. And it was, of course, the anniversary of D-Day. And damn, you know, read some of the things and pondered and honored and thought about, you know, the sacrifices. And of course, yesterday on the show, we played some sound and Joe Biden, the president today, also in Europe, giving a stirring speech. If you get a chance, I don't know if we have any sound of it, perhaps we'll get some later. But I mean, super happy to have a guy like that representing us as president versus, you know, the other guy. So it kind of set the tone for me, you know, for that morning. And then I wake up this morning, and literally the first thing I see on the Raw story, and it's never great when you see Wisconsin Republican politicians on the Raw story, just for the record. And it was filthy.
Means they've gone big time. What do you mean it's not great? We love when they're on the Raw story.
Republican from Wisconsin. We talked about Ron Johnson earlier today. Conservative Charlie Sykes thinks maybe Ron's got some sweating to do given his, you know, circumstances and feeble explanations and mischaracterized or perhaps not consistent stories about what his role was in the fake elector scheme here in the state of Wisconsin. Of course, we got Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call indicting some folks, and Ron wasn't on the short list, but maybe he will be in the future. So that was the other one. But it was U.S. Rep. Glenn Grothman. And here is what I read when I had my first cup of coffee this morning. U.S. Rep. Glenn Grothman delivered racist, misogynistic, and xenophobic remarks to a local podcaster claiming progressives, social justice movements, and government itself for decades have wanted to destroy the family unit and then blame the federal government for bribing, quote-unquote, low-income women with welfare to prevent them from marrying. That's your guy, Crudy, in the 6th. Grothman, who last year complained that President Joe Biden isn't appointing enough straight white men to the federal judiciary.
That's been a problem through the years, has it, Glenn? Straight white guys like me is what he's implying.
Yeah. Really? Really? Grothman claimed that people all along wanted to destroy the family before pointing to the 60s, the feminist movement. Cape Malay was anti-family. The goal of the feminist movement was to get the man out of the family. Angela Davis, you know, a superstar radical during the 60s, one of her goals was to destroy the family. And of course, then you move up in time, even the Black Lives Matter movement, the founders of Black Lives Matter, the goal was to destroy the family. Grothman continued his false history claim, saying, quote, when I asked them why they think there was a breakdown of family, they say vaguely a decline in the importance of religion, but actually there are people all along wanted to destroy the family. He went on to insist the government wants to destroy the family unit as well. And here's the quote. Now remember, Glenn is part of the government. So you say, how could the government weigh in, you know, to make sure we didn't have two parents in the home? Question mark. Well, they could do it through programs that began during the Great Society of the 60s and continue to be expanded today, in which you get low-income housing, you get food stamps, you get daycare, you get cash, you get all these things provided. You don't get married to a man with a decent income.
Glenn, think you're doing okay at the office, do you?
Last year, Mark,
six-figure earner, and yet still a bachelor, girls.
Single, no family, no kids that we know of. If you're so down with the family unit, why don't you have one, Glenn?
Just hasn't found that right girl that lives up to mom's standards.
Ma, the meatloaf. Grothman was criticized last year in March, claiming on the floor of the House that the Black Lives Matter movement was a group of that doesn't like the old-fashioned family. Also, in the interview, Grothman blasted the rate of immigrants becoming legal U.S. citizens, complaining that, quote, the number of people who are flooding into this country keep going up. He criticized Biden on immigration before saying, we have never had so many immigrants being sworn in as legal citizens. U.S. Rep. Glenn Grothman. We have a little sound, right? We got some sound. Rich, you did the work. We got some history. Maybe just throw a couple of the short ones out there. If you would hear. Now, we've had Glenn on the show over the years. It's been some time. But have a little flavor, if you would, please.
I'll be the first to say that churches have done a bad job of explaining we are not doing right by the next generation to send the message this is no big deal. And I think what you will have happen is you're going to have more people adapting this lifestyle the more it's presented as a favorable thing, which is unfortunate.
The kids today, they're okay with gay marriage, my friend. They're not for institutional discrimination against others in our society. I'm afraid, Glenn, you and I will never see eye to eye on this issue, sir.
Happy Pride Month, everybody. Glenn Grothman from Wisconsin. We got time. We got a couple. Let's throw some more. This is random. Let's grab whatever you want, Rich.
Well, there's the greatest war been going on forever in the last century, and that is the war between what I'll call a Christian free market society and an atheistic socialist society.
He's
and
looking
course,
at
the
you,
people
Dom.
In an atheist socialist society want licenses for same-sex marriage. I think that's wrong. I think they haven't been granted until, you know, the last 9 or 10 years, some Western countries in decline, and hopefully not American decline, begins to offer them. But when you begin to give licenses for these marriages, obviously it sends a message that you're for these marriages.
Yeah, we're for gay marriage, Glenn. And we don't necessarily believe that, you know, a low-income woman who gets food stamps and housing and daycare and cash, that they should just not get those things, that they just need to get married to a man with a decent income. Well, Glenn, you're a congressman, man. And presumably, you got a decent income. And yet, all these years, not married. No kids that we know of. 844-967-2799. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK. It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We're hooking you up with Wisconsin Dells prize packs, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, plus the chance to win a summer getaway to Door County, Lake Geneva, or a lake house vacation. This hour's keyword is garden, G-A-R-D-E-N, garden. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores. Find your station and use the text button to send the keyword for your chance to win in this statewide contest. Good luck.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home?
California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Do you like Delta 8? It'd be cooler if you did. We proudly announced the Devil's Advocates have partnered with Herbal Aspect to bring your newest Delta 8 favorites, Devil's Gummies, exclusively at herbalaspect.com. Legal for consumption by adults, they may be mailed directly to your home. Always use Devil Radio at checkout to let Herbal Aspect know where you heard them. Order today for delivery. Devil's Gummies and Devil Radio exclusive specials only from HerbalAspect.com. Code Devil Radio.
The Shaw, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. Malarkey. The Devil's Advocates invented malarkey.
For listening to the Devil's Advocate Radio Show. Happy Friday to us. All phone lines open. Going there shortly. 844-967-2789.
I love the Dropkick Murphys because an enemy of my enemy is my friend, and they literally hate Scott Walker like I do. But I played that song, or asked Rich to do it. Thanks for your hard work. And Rich always works hard, lightly screening your phone calls. 844-967-2789. But Dom, I've got some historical reporting on the congressman from Wisconsin 6 from 2021.
Yeah.
March 14th. Sort of what happens around that time, Paul? It's your daughter Isabella's birthday on St. Patty's Day. And I'm holding this up for the sake of those watching the camera.
Yes.
In a bizarre this historical context from the Raw story, mind you, in a bizarre hat, anti-Black Lives Matter Republican doubles down on claim they are anti-family. And before I read just a little bit of this historical reporting from 3 years ago, Dom, once upon a time, we had Senator Glenn Grothman, state senator from the state of Wisconsin, on the greatest radio show ever, but we were just young kids at it back in 2013 timeframe. And, Glenn said some really outrageous things about Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin. And I called him. I said, Senator Glenn Grothman said this crazy stuff about you on the Devil's Advocates. Would you like to respond? Thought it was fair and balanced thing to do, right, Dom?
Right.
And they said, we do not put out a statement every time bat guano crazy Glenn Grothman makes an anti-Planned Parenthood statement. And so each and every time you ask me, is Glenn Grothman the lead? And I said, probably not. But the reason why, Dom, is because this is an ongoing occurrence for the man. I hearken back to a March 14, 2021 article, a picture of Glenn Grothman wearing a pandemic mask. Good for you, Glenn. And a glittery green St. Patty's Day hat. And he did a sit-down interview. Rep. Glenn Grothman, Republican from Wisconsin, did a one-on-one interview with local Fox affiliate wearing a bright green hat and glitter St. Patrick's Day, apparently bright green and glitter St. Patrick's Day hat, while trashing Black Lives Matter. Because that's what you do, right, Glenn? This, the local TV station. Grothman was shouted down by Rep. Stacey Plaskett, the Democrat from Virgin Islands, after making the same claim on the House floor this week, inventing a new justification for racism. Now, didn't Glenn Grothman say to me once, Crudy, I think you might be a little bit racist.
Racist.
I have made the same allegation against Glenn occasionally. Now, Grothman started out claiming that tax cuts in the COVID-19 relief bill were anti-family. When we've had such an influence of Black Lives Matter, an organization when founded that made clear on their website that they're opposed to what they refer to as the Western prescribed nuclear family. Nuclear families are, of course, worldwide, but I think it's important to always point out that there are people who are anti-marriage, who keep making anti-marriage provisions in federal law. Now, I would point out this confirmed bachelor, self-loathing if he's gay. I'm not accusing Glenn of being gay. I'm just saying if he were, he's self-loathing because he's shown a clear inclination to hating on the gay marriage.
He's very, well, so he's also against marriage, just the gay marriage.
He's just against someone else's marriage, you know, assuming he's not closeted and self-loathing. But here's my question, Don. And I ask this, well, maybe I don't, but why is he always so worried about somebody else's family? The confirmed bachelor, unmarried, he's worried about gay marriages? He's worried about what? Making it too easy for women to be single and not marry a dude with a paycheck, right?
Oh, don't even get me going on no-fault divorce, Crudy. I mean, you want to talk about, you know, driving the families apart. I mean, if you don't have a woman, again, a man-woman marriage, locked up because you got the job and she can barely read and, you know, what, pregnant and barefoot in the kitchen, if you give them an opportunity to go out on their own, well, what does that do to the family unit? You got to be able to lock them down, man. The good old days, Crudy, before they could, you know, get a divorce, before they could get a credit card, before they could vote.
So Glenn is a little remiss that he doesn't have a barefoot and pregnant Mrs. Grothman at home.
That's or his Mr. I don't, you know, we don't know. It doesn't really matter. But you're, to your point, why does he care about everyone else's marriage? And I don't get that. I mean, you could say this about Republicans and their quote unquote freedom. Again, you don't want to be gay married. Don't be gay married. You know, it doesn't matter. Anyone else does, right? You don't want abortion. Don't have one. You want to smoke weed. Don't do it. What is it about your perspective or your thought or your time on this earth, Glenn Grothman, that gives you any better damn perspective than me and my time on this earth about what's righteous for Dominic? I mean, this is absolutely, they claim to be all about the freedom, but they're the ones out there first trying to restrict what people can do with their lives. Bastards.
Glenn is literally at the sausage party right now. I checked his Twitter account.
Yeah.
He's at the Brat Fry, Dom. Friday nights hosted by the Adele Athletic Association Summer Nights in Wisconsin 6, CD 6. That's where I'm going soon, Dom.
Yeah, he's going to go to the gym once
I don't
in
think
a while,
I'll be going to the sausage party with Glenn, though.
Yeah, well, he loves it when you throw the – yeah, he'll do the, he'll do a thing. Just throw the sausages at Glenn. He loves that, you know. Do a little contest to raise some money, Glenn. You get hit with the sausages and the hot dogs. Make him feel a certain way. We've got any more sound? Anything else we want to drop on this, Rich? Throw that. You got the one out about the weed? The marijuana question, that
now,
would be cut 18.
Glenn was in studio when I asked him this question, and he didn't stay much longer.
Long discussion. I weighed it at one time, but I don't believe so. I think it'd be too damaging for society as a whole.
No legalized weed.
And like a lot of things that are bad decisions, you could say everybody's doing it anyway, but if you legalize it, you're going to get more. Now, I'm glad to be on the show, but thank you much for the question.
You're going to leave it. You're going to walk out in the middle of that one, Glenn?
Absolutely. Sorry.
He had a fundraiser in Final Act, did he not? Come back with us. We had the Devil's Advocates Week. Got a fine radio show right here. You're listening to it. 844-967-2789. You can be a part. Air your grievances. That, if I moved up to the CD6 full-time, Dom, that would be my congressman. That guy.
No, man, you couldn't allow that. You'd have to run against him, Curtis.
I mean, I don't...
If you had the temerity, if you had the guts, if you had the will.
I should have just carpet bagged them. And that could have, well, too late now. Too late now, Dom.
Is someone running against them?
I think so. The Democrats have been doing an excellent job recruiting candidates to run against losers. Oh, I mean,
you're listening to The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for Matt and Air on Air.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks. With 18 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin, go to freedomfireworkswi.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Mercury Marine is laying off 252 workers in Fond du Lac and making what it calls workforce adjustments at its other facilities. The job cuts will happen on July 26. The company blames slow sales. Mercury Marine is Fond du Lac County's biggest employer. First Lady Jill Biden says older Americans should vote for her husband, the president. She says he's protecting the Affordable Care Act and Social Security.
Bring the experience of our years to meet this moment as if our rights are at risk, because they are. As if our democracy is on the line, because it is.
Mrs. Biden campaigning in Green Bay yesterday. I'm Terry Bell. Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. What's called a Protecting Democracy press conference will be held Monday in Milwaukee. The event is organized by the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, and a statement says the spotlight will be on the January 6th incident and features retired officer Harry Dunn's experience. A panel will also delve into topics of alleged voter suppression targeting Black and Brown Americans. A two-week road closure is set to begin Monday in Waukesha. The railroad is conducting repair work at the Grand Avenue crossing near Carroll University's football field. While the closure will impact traffic, businesses on Williams Street will still remain accessible throughout construction. Drivers are being told to be patient. An Ascension employee's mistake led to a devastating cyber attack that crippled the healthcare provider's nationwide operations. The employee accidentally downloaded a malicious file, allowing hackers to access their servers. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Actor John Goodman says he is not as motivated to work as he was in his younger days. He told Jason Bateman, Will Arnett, and Sean Hayes on the Smartless podcast that he tried to overcome his recent lack of motivation by working too much and nearly caused himself to have a nervous breakdown. 71-year-old Goodman has been sober now for 16 years and recently lost 200 pounds, looking more like actor Aaron Eckhart. No booze since 2008 and no bad food for 200 pounds? How crabby is John Goodman right now? Andrew McCarthy hated the phrase Brat Pack. In his new documentary, he confronts the writer David Blum, who coined the phrase, finally putting to rest something no one has ever cared about except Andrew McCarthy. The Brat Packer insinuated Blum's article more or less branded his career. Blum admitted his condescending attitude toward the young actors was not very nice, but stands by it. Sources have not disclosed who McCarthy blames for his role in Weekend at Bernie's. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Weather brought to you by Mosquito Joe of Waukesha. For a SWAT-free summer, call 262-232-7570.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly clear, a low in the mid-50s. Mostly sunny for tomorrow, a high in the low 70s. Tomorrow night, cloudy, then some storms possible early Sunday. Some sun for Sunday afternoon, heating up and more humid. High mid-80s. It's 71 right now.
It's that time of year again. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 18 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to freedomfireworkswi.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
What's bugging you?
A family picnic in our own backyard sounded like a great idea, but no.
They know what's bugging you, and Mosquito Joe's Mosquito and Tick Service can fix it. Call Mosquito Joe of Waukesha County. They'll give your yard an effective treatment that starts working immediately to eliminate those pests. Mosquito Joe, making outside fun again. Call Mosquito Joe today, 262-232-7570.
Pat Kreitlow.
Monday on Up North News Radio, Megan Rowe from Opportunity Wisconsin talks about their work to remind voters of candidates' real records, not just their rhetoric.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. Of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday Happier Happy Hour, rolling through it. Hope nobody's sleeping through it. That's not what we do around here, Dom. Real quick, I want to acknowledge the texters, but first and foremost, got to reference back. The judge, Juan Merchan, in the Trump criminal trial has notified parties of an online comment claiming that their cousin was a juror and told them, thank you, they're gonna convict Trump. And that would imply that some juror had loose lips and was putting that information out there.
That's the implication.
The implication. There will be a hearing, and I have not independently verified this, but our boy Cam from Nina put on the party line, the 844-967-2789. I got to be careful. Cam's not always FCC compliant on the party line. Trudy, the guy who posted that he's the cousin of a juror, is a jackass and is only effing around, luckily. Now, he shared the Facebook front of the aforementioned Michael Anderson. This is the guy that said, my cousin was a juror, and thank you, because you're going to convict Trump, and this implied prior knowledge. And on Anderson's self-described Facebook page, he is trans-abled and a professional, let's just say, crap poster.
Right.
A self-labeled professional.
And apparently also posted similar types of comments before the jury was even seated, I believe.
So it seems
to be like a bunch of BS. But my question, why would Judge Merchan put this out there? I mean, if that's the case, if it's not the cousin, if it's just a bunk, you know, some guy, you know, talking trash, like we got lots of friends on the Facebook page, the Devil's Advocates Radio. And some that are not friends, they'll talk trash. That's fine. That's what you do. But to, again, deliberately throw sand in the gears to try to do this, if there were earlier posts, if that's the case, seemingly that would be a ruse. It'd be a joke. It's not correct. It's not true. But then why would the judge react in the way they did? I saw a Fox Lies headline saying Trump attorneys are investigating, just for the record.
They're investigating. The intelligent people out there listening to our voices right now on the radio airwaves, and you can always join, 844-967-2789. A texter said, and I think this is directed towards yours truly, funny how you throw out plethora, but yesterday you fell flat on, well, here I go again.
Mispronunciation?
Well, the word is not spelled properly here, so it makes it even more difficult. Posthumously, right?
Oh, yes. Posthumously, yes.
You should be able to pronounce it, since that's what your college degree is, since you were short on credits. And then the texter says, leave the big words for Dom.
What?
I know. What would give you the impression that Dom is a resource? I mean, you did go to grad school, and I barely scratched by with the undergrad BS degree in comms, Dom. But, you know, I've always had that sort of mental breakdown. Like, we've been doing this show for 13 years. I butchered a lot of names over 13 years. We're approaching nearly 3,000 shows. We've had as many as, like, 6 or 8 guests on individual shows, and I would screw up 6 to 8 names on each individual show. At the very most ambitious we've ever been. And do you recall, Dom, it was 10 years ago, effectively tonight, that the same-sex marriage ruling came down from Barbara Crabb the Friday night before the Democratic Party of Wisconsin convention. And we were broadcasting live there back when they used to accommodate Friday, Saturdays, and not this weekend thing they're doing this weekend. But we were literally our first 3-hour radio show we had ever done as a product. And we had Mike Tate, then the Democratic Party of Wisconsin chairman, and he had headed up Fair Wisconsin back in 2006, just 8 years prior to that conversation, when a constitutional amendment passed in the state of Wisconsin, a marriage would only recognize one man and one woman. And a federal judge put a stay, basically opened a window for like a week, Dom, and people ran to the courthouse and got married. And it was one of the greatest, funnest shows. Mike Tate got a little misty on us.
Yeah, man, he worked hard on that.
It was a tremendous weekend for the DPW, and wasn't just because of our great showing that Friday night, Dom. But Monday's show was nearly as great, because all the people that had run to the respective courthouses to get married, man, we had couple after couple after couple.
Calling in, hanging out. Yeah, that was great.
And I screwed up name after name after name after name. Yeah, and I don't even recall most of the names, but I'm pretty sure I butchered them, Dom.
I'm pretty sure if I were taking that action, Curdy, I would go along with that.
But anyone that's seen the movie Three Amigos knows the scene. Would you say we have a plethora of piñatas el guapo?
Plethora?
You know, everyone knows plethora.
Funny you bring that up, Curdy, because we just talked about congressman from Wisconsin, Glenn Grohlman, and he's anti-gay, anti-woman, yada, yada, yada. When they talk in those terms, oh, they're breaking the family up and the traditional nuclear family, yada, yada. You know, there was so much joy, you know, when these people finally were able to get married. I mean, you know what I'm saying? How can you be against that? What's the divorce rate amongst quote-unquote traditional couples? You know,
51% or greater?
I mean, yeah, but if you get divorced once, though, you're more likely to get divorced again. I mean, I don't know the stats, but it's pretty high. And so when you see when folks actually have the ability to be with the one they love and proclaim it publicly, become married, be married, and in the eyes of the state, because that's what it's about. It's not a religious thing. It's about being married in the eyes of the state. How do you not embrace that? How do you not love that? How do you not love the love, man? Because it's not your thing? Well, okay, but don't people have a right to feel loved, to be loved? How does it impact Glenn Grothman's life? Whatsoever?
I would never say been loved. Never been loved. That's
never
the problem.
Been loved, never been kissed.
Glenn Grothman has more of the love the one you're with attitude, I would suspect, Dom. Meaning like compulsion. You must pick someone to dance with you at this dance. And as I am the only wallflower left, you must choose me. It seems more of a compulsion thing. I mean, all of his traditional marriage, air quotes, well, he doesn't live up to any of these standards personally, right? We've talked about this. So it's about compulsion of women, because they don't find him attractive.
Attractive?
Marriage material, let's just say.
As a man, I don't find him attractive either.
He's a six-figure earner, yet he still can't catch any broke-ass woman I'd rather just be broke.
That's because the government is there to give them cash and housing and food and opportunity, not to be forced into a marriage with a guy like Glenn Grothman.
You know, I did see Glenn at Mitchell Airport on the 4th of July, and it's been probably 5 or 6 years, but Donald Trump, then the president, was in Milwaukee that night, and he flew in on Air Force One. And I was there at the airport to pick up our beloved daughter, Kelsey. She was flying in from L.A. And apparently Trump's plane also interrupted the fireworks display at Summerfest. So I don't know if it was technically the 4th, but it was the 4th weekend. And right. So Trump's in town. The fireworks are delayed. The airspace over Mitchell International is all shut down. And then Trump gets the hell out of town, and they finally let people land. And as fate would have it, all the planes land at once or very rapidly in succession. And I see Kelsey Kidd coming down the long hallway at Mitchell from the waiting position. And then I see Congressman Glenn Grothman.
Disheveled, wrinkled shirt.
Oh, yes, I told you. I know you've heard this story before, but this guy looked like he slept in like the overhead storage compartment. I mean, he just looked really bad. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, my daughter looks fresh compared to you, Glenn, and she flew in from L.A. You had a 90-minute flight, although obviously delayed in the air, apparently. But here's the most ironic part from my point of view. A, Glenn Grothman was statistically the most Trumpy congressperson in the entire Congress. That's our understanding.
Yes, correct.
Like 96% yes. Trump.
Yes.
B, Trump, I believe at a rally, started calling him Grothman. And Glenn, and I'm sorry if I always called you Grothman by mistake, but it was effectively like Trump started calling him Grothman, so he started calling himself Grothman. And for a while, he was like Glenn Grothman.
I dubbed thee Flounder.
Why Flounder? Why not? So anyways, I see Glenn Grothman. Then I think he was going by Grothman because Trump was the president. And he was in the cult, effectively. Except, here's the interesting part. My daughter had a fly commercial. But if Trump's coming from D.C. to Milwaukee, and Grothman's coming from D.C. to Milwaukee, Grothman could have been on Air Force One if Trump liked him just a little bit better. So the fact he was disheveled and looked like, you know, he'd traveled in bare bones economy middle seat, he could have been on Air Force One, Dom.
I think Trump, and Rich, I sent you some sound too. I think Trump actually got his name right eventually. You have that one? Let's roll with that.
Glenn Grothman. Glenn.
There we go.
Where's Glenn? Thank you, Glenn. What a help he's been on so many things, right? Thank you, Glenn, very much. Great job.
But he called him Grothman for like 4 years, Dom. And then Glenn starts in, I'm pretty sure Glenn started.
Maybe I'm Glenn Grothman. I mean, when your God starts calling you something close to your name, but not as you know it, do you change your mind? I think you do. If you're Glenn Grothman.
If you're Glenn Grothman, you do. Ma, the meatloaf. You know, I think he has to exert some dominance over Ma and her creation of the meatloaf because, you know, he's not going to be busy tonight. After the sausage party, the brat fry tonight down at the school district, you know Glenn's going home for a lonely existence.
Oh, come on, man. He's going to fill the bathtub full of brats and just lay in it and weep and eat.
Is that what your weekend plans look like, Dom? It is birthday weekend after all.
Only if I'm lucky.
Is that what Mark, you call self-care?
Hey, Mark, welcome. Happy Friday. What do you got for us?
Hey, Mark.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
You don't want to know what the special stadium sauces Dom uses.
You know, and Scott Walker, once again, you brought up the case of the Supreme Court tossing out. They overturned state law to get that bastard off the hook.
Yep.
I mean, and then they just insisted the evidence be destroyed. I mean, what kind
and
of...
And fired
kind
of, the referees... And change the rules of the game.
And change the rules. You know, and it's just, you know, the corruption in at that level there, you know, and at least the Democrats are going after, you know, the mendacious, you know, Mr. Menendez and the guy down in Cuellar down there that, you know, they're actually showing that the law actually works. And the law, it's actually supposed to mean something. You know, and Glenn Grove.
Come on, shorten up the words. You know I don't do syllabic words, man.
Symbolic words. You're fine, Crute. I mean, that.
Can you dumb it down? We should be the lowest common denominator, Crute and Dom. Common to CD. See how that works?
We all stumble over words on occasion, and that's just fine. You just got to try.
Yeah, but Mark, everyone's not doing it on the radio in front of so many people.
As a paid professional,
you guys are all right with me. So that's. It's all you need to know.
Well, Mark, that's
right
all.
On, Mark. You're all right with us as well. We appreciate it. 844-967-2789. Can't be with the one you love, Crudy.
Love the one you're with. That's been my attitude for 13 years and running with you on the radio each and every day. You know, I loved Runkle. Runkle was first radio love.
That was your first love? What happened? It was college.
Sports Talk Live.
Wasn't going to last. Wasn't meant to be.
Well, after you stiffed on the Brewers Cubbies at the end of the month, I invited Runkle, and he's like, oh, sorry, man, I got to work. I'm like, one takes off work for the Brewers Cubbies game. Dom can't even keep his party
down
straight.
We'll get there.
Maybe in the fall, more devils. More grievances, if you got them.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We're hooking you up with Wisconsin Dells prize packs, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, plus the chance to win a summer getaway to Door County, Lake Geneva, or a lake house vacation. This hour's keyword is garden, G-A-R-D-E-N, garden. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores. Find your station and use the text button to send the keyword for your chance to win in this statewide contest. Good luck.
Do you like Delta 8? It'd be cooler if you did. We proudly announce the Devil's Advocates have partnered with Herbal Aspect to bring your newest Delta 8 favorites, Devil's Gummies, exclusively at herbalaspect.com. Legal for consumption by adults, they may be mailed directly to your home. Always use Devil Radio at checkout to let Herbal Aspect know where you heard them. Order today for delivery. Devil's Gummies and Devil Radio exclusive specials only from herbalaspect.com, code Devil Radio. For the Love of Democracy Tour, sponsored by Chance Design Build, announces the greatest political party ever. Join the Devil's Advocates at the Barrymore Theater, Madison, Thursday, June 27th, for a pre-presidential debate panel discussion featuring attorney Maggie Dawn and the Devil's Advocates at 7 p.m. Biden versus Trump, the most important presidential debate of your lifetime, to follow at 8 p.m. Admission is free. You're welcome. But bring cash for the bar and donations will be accepted at the door.
Did you know that playing board games can actually relieve stress? It also strengthens your ability to imagine and problem solve, to build new friendships and strengthen old ones. And you can do all of that at Beyond the Board in Brookfield. This board game cafe lets you try new board games or revisit old favorites. They provide a comfortable place where you can relax, recharge, and spend time with those important to you with great food like pizza, subs, soda, beer, and wine to help you enjoy the moment. Check out Beyond the Board at beyondtheboardwi.com.
The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. The Devil's Advocates, political commentary from the back of the class.
And thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. It is our last segment of the day, of the week. If you got something to say, hit us up on the lines, 844-967-2789.
Dominic, a lot of our friends are listening to Brewers baseball right about now. And if you got scroogied on the Scony summer word, apparently lake. The word is lake. A texter on the God's Country WLCX line. That's the Eagle 1490 up there in La Crosse, Dom. Texter says, I wish I was at the lake. You got a river. You don't need a lake. It's beautiful up in God's Country in La Crosse. Jimmy K, one of our friends in broadcast, does a lot of the Badger broadcast and a lot of high school sports, Platteville football, I believe. Jimmy K says, I can guarantee you I've destroyed more names on the air than you have. Happy Friday, Mike.
Yeah, right? You know, calling the players' names, seeing a list. I mean, it's got to be tough.
Number 10 around the right side.
Right. Michael Crute.
We've got a question. When is Dom's birthday? And a texter on the WMDX line says 10th here. Well, Mrs. Salvia, the lovely Mrs. Salvia, she's a Gemini on the 10th, right?
Yep. I am the 14th. I am on Flag Day. On my birthday, all true patriot Americans raise their flag in my honor. Or not, because there's also another former convicted felon ex-president who shares my birthday.
And Scott Ross.
And my buddy Scott Ross, yes.
And it's Flag Day. I share a birthday with H.W. Bush. And I, do not eat broccoli.
844-967-2789.
No, well, I guess no. We're not going to CJ. It's not happening, CJ. No, I'm not reckoning.
Well, what else you got, man? What do you got?
Well, I got
airing the grievances, man. You can air the grievance on a Friday. He's got a grievance.
Well, let me clarify.
Airing their grievance.
Let me help people out before you give a platform to the biggest troll in six counties. Someone keeps texting in, I wish I was at the lake. That's just what Crudy is saying. The actual keyword is just lake.
Lake.
L-A-K-E.
Well, It's key word, not key sentence, not key words.
Yes.
Key word.
Maybe others are just wishing they were also at a lake. That's what people do. You go up north there, hey, and you try to get your ass on a lake and catch a couple bass and drink some beers. And
do you fish up there, Cody?
Yeah, you of course seem I to fish. Be... Yeah.
Why? You got a tackle box, man? You got a fishing pole?
I got a tackle box. I got about 5 fishing poles. I usually just grab the easiest one, like the one that's not tangled. That's the one I go for first.
Really?
And then,
you want like a lure guy or like a hook and bobber guy?
I mean, I'm a hook and bobber nightcrawler guy.
Just lay it out there and sit back and wait for it to go.
Well, I have excellent fishing and a lot of small bass, but occasionally you can hook a big bass off the pier. And I haven't even tried like boating around the lake and fishing the different spots because, I mean, there's enough, like, I think I told you this, Don. We have a very cute little house. My wife loves the house. But when we, in our budget, when we were figuring out what was next for me and her, you know, as we empty nest and move off to our little lake abode, well, you could either have a nice lake house or you could have nice lake frontage. But I could not afford both nice lake house and nice lake frontage. So first and foremost, you go down, and you've been there, you go down the steep set of stairs, which are not of equal. At some point, someone's going to sue me over the stairs. I feel quite confident. Yeah, hopefully not this weekend. Fine. If you fall down the stairs, it's because I probably overserved you, not because they're uneven. Now, you get down to the lake, and there's lots of wood in the lake, and I still have a sore.
Trees growing up and stumps and all that.
Yes, and I didn't even have a pier in the water last year to even, like, go and clear the wood. So I would wade out into the water, and you can't take a chainsaw out, not if you're going neck deep. So I used a handsaw to saw some of these trees out of my clearance so I could get a pier in first, and then I got a place for my Jordan Love boat to go. And, you know, it's starting to get there, Don, but it'll be years.
It's a lot of trees
before
up there,
that
man.
Could be a little swimming hole there, you know, around the pier. So it's good for the bass, less good for swimming.
Now the
water
the,
activities
in the fishing off you haven't gone off the boat yet, but do you eat them or do you throw them back?
I always throw them back.
Oh, so you don't
catch and release, not catch and kill.
No eating of the fish, no cleaning, no slabs on the grill.
No. You know, maybe if I had a bucket full of bluegill, I might clean some up. But no, I mostly just catch them and put them back. I mean, you got to understand, for me, that's more of a meditative thing. I go down there to drown the worms. And mostly it's the smaller fish. They just steal it off your hook.
Yeah, you hold them by the neck and keep them underwater and shake a little bit as you drown them and, like, swear at the world. Or do you just enjoy watching them, you know, squirm around on the
hook? I don't know how you fish at your pier. But no, I don't choke any worms.
All right, man.
Weirdo.
I don't know what you're into, man. I'm just asking questions. I'm just, people want to know, Curdy.
That is not it. You know, a little
but
fish.
But you're fine throwing them on a hook. Like, you're like, oh, you can't strangle them, but I'm going to stab them.
Yeah.
What?
It's a traditional way. You put a worm on the hook, you stab it a couple times so you hide the hook, throw it in, put a bobber on there. And then, you know, if you catch something, you throw it back, because otherwise I got to clean it. I'm going to smell like fish forever, man. They got good fish fry right at the bar in town. Why would I need to clean the fish? I'll get some fish fry when I drive into town tonight.
You could try meditation and save the worms and the fish, the abuse.
Going up to CD6, man, I got to meditate, because Glenn Grothman is still the congressman up there. Thank you all for listening. Hope you had a great week. We'll do it again for you on Monday. Have a great weekend. Thank you, Rich, for...
Thank you, Rich.
Any guests today? No.
No.
Any CJ today? No. And the rest of you are welcome.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK. Maggie Dawn.
Coming up on the show, Maggie's back in the saddle, and we talk about Biden's top 100. This week, we're talking about the environment.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
The Delafield Brewhouse, a cornerstone restaurant, brewery, and banquet facility, was established in 1999 as Lake Country's first brew pub. Now they're celebrating their 25th anniversary. They offer unique menu selections, atmosphere, ambiance, and service. And here, beer is king. There are five award-winning year-round brews always on tap along with seasonal choices. With several dining areas and a large outdoor patio, they're ready for any group. Stop for a pint, stay for dinner, and take home a growler of beer. The Delafield Brewhouse. Drink ale, live lager.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.